So all spiritual anxieties is through a deprivation of goods and truths, a lack of understanding as to what's going on or how to understand what's going on. And that sort of shifts the ground in us where we fall into states of being unsure, and then that just compounds, because what happens is that as the state begins to shift, it draws in all those spiritual associations that are connected with it and hatches out those memories which undermine. But, you know, as this clearly points out, the states of anxiety, there is no liberation without having to pass through those states. Not that those states cause it, but what is being worked out is producing a state of anxiety because of our attachment to things that aren't helpful from a spiritual perspective in terms of our spiritual health is concerned. The other thing that sort of stood out is that what was read about, you know, those who go through these kind of states, like we can be hard on ourselves. Like I know it talks about others looking on, but those same dynamics play out in us. You know, we think we should be whatever, stronger, faster, being able to jump higher, whatever it happens to be. So what we're put in front of is the false idea of what we should be, even, because it's all about bringing us to the present and being able to live in the present, because that's where our work is found and that's where the Lord is found. So the word just uncovers what's present, as opposed to the idea that we've suddenly got worse, or however we frame that. So the idea that we're getting worse, what's underlying that is that we were better. So what is actually being revealed is the nature of the opprobrium. So Pharaoh reigns at a certain level within the mind, and contact with the word is what peels back the layers that obscure our vision so far as being able to see that. And often this is what natural forms of religion are about. They're about concealing what lies beneath as opposed to exposing. And so a historical faith is an obscure faith because it's looking to preserve me and my sense of self, what I have identified with as being myself, which is everything that's flowing in that I take to be mine. And what the word seeks to do is to show us that everything actually is flowing in and none of it is you. And what this begins to do is unsettle that sense of self, which is at that lower level and to which we are identified. So we think that as we engage in this work that we have kind of been okay, and then suddenly we've been brought into states of chaos. Whereas the reality is that the natural is fully in chaos, and through its exposure, we're being brought into what is much more stable because it's much more connected in with our acknowledgement of what proprium is and who the Lord is. Like those two things go hand in hand. As we come to see and acknowledge what the proprium actually is, we also come into a strengthening of who the Lord is and our dependency upon him and upon what flows from him. So from a spiritual state, you can see what is celestial, at least intellectually, but you can't perceive it as a reality. But you can reason about it and speculate about it and do all that sort of thing and even see that there are real benefits in it. But until you're willing to die to self, which is to accept the Lord as all, that state's not possible. So you can't think your way into a celestial state. So what is it with the spiritual state? The spiritual state is about identifying evils and acknowledging the Lord and being in the battle. So like even entering the land, there were those things in the land that had to be extricated, right? So it was a war. It was from battle to battle. And so it was a spiritual state that was active. Celestial state, there is no battles because no evil and falsity can stand against it. You know, when there's no self active, in the sense of a desire to be a self, then there's nothing for the hells to get traction on, because the Lord is acknowledged to be the only self. So the thing is that whatever it looks like from a state where my sense of self is active, it's not that. You cannot comprehend what it is from a sense of self that is active. So the only way that that state becomes a reality is when that sense of self is laid down. And any idea that we can attain anything. So when I no longer seek to attain it, it becomes present.